There are places in the dimension of sound where the walls between universes are thin. In these fragile pockets of static lies the ability to hear the alternate realities of millions of maybe people in countless could-be worlds, where the status quo is different from our own. With a keen ear and an open mind, we may tune in to these sound waves of the strange, the bizarre, and the otherworldly. They are the Hidden Frequencies. Good evening. This is Mick Wingert. The force of will. It is a power that drives us to accomplish, to risk, and to sustain when all rational thought demands attrition. But how often does the force of will push us into the unsafe and insane? As the Hidden Frequencies will illuminate, one postdoctorate student named Lupita will be dragged to the precipice of madness by the force of her own will and that of her employer, the neurologist Walter Clements. Her sheer drive to release her mother from a coma, combined with his insatiable desire to conquer his insomnia, will operate hand in hand to take Lupita into the dangerous unknown. Will she survive the journey? Or will her aspirations only amount to sweet dreams?
Morning, Ma. Can you hear me? I brought you your favorite flowers. Okay, I actually swiped a daisy from room 302, but they won't miss it. Don't tell the hospital staff, okay? I think they saw me slip that salad from 307 last week. Ma, I've got another prototype. This one is more refined than the last one. Now don't be scared. I'll explain how it works. It's simple. We put it here, right at the base of your skull. It will send a focus signal to your brain and it still doesn't work. Sorry, Ma. But I have enough data now to start applying for grants. And if the money comes through, I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to save you. Hey, Olivia.
Morning, Lupita. You're late.
What else is new?
He knows you're late.
Oh, crap. Be there in 5. Oh, I'll be back later, Ma. Sweet dreams.
Lupita has entered the building.
Coffee's ready.
Oh, thanks, Olivia. Oh, jeez! What's wrong with the Delta A generator? Is the electric current still not stable?
Has it ever been?
It needs to be if we're going to move forward. When did Walter get in?
He never went home from the look of him.
Again? Didn't he get any sleep?
You know Dr. Insomniac, he's like a dwarf. He worked the whole night through. That's what he likes to do.
This is insane. Does he expect us to keep his crazy hours?
I expect you to be punctual.
Walter! Good morning.
You were late. Again? Hit snooze too many times this morning?
No, I...
Couldn't drag yourself out of bed to sing with the birds?
That's not...
Then what could possibly be more important than getting to work on time?
It's not... Olivia made a fresh pot of coffee.
I'm beyond sleep. Therefore, I'm beyond plebeian caffeinated beverages. It's your fault we're behind.
My fault, but I'm only a few minutes late.
Tardiness delays research. Your task was to be on time, and you have failed.
That's not...
You know what would really make this coffee great? Muffins! Anyone else want a muffin?
Prep the machine, Lupita, according to my specifications. Inform me when it's ready. Today, I prove my genius.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm fine. How does Walter expect us to keep up with his insane hours? I swear he's punishing us because we operate like normal humans.
I know.
And you can't just decide that a machine works because your ego says it should.
I know.
Yesterday, he could barely focus. He kept muttering to himself. He threw a mug at me.
Yeah, and between the two of you, we're running low on mugs.
We can't run the experiment. Not with the Delta A generator on the fritz. This is dangerous, cutting-edge neurological tech. I'm still not convinced he got all of the permits for this research.
I don't disagree, but if Walter's research has a breakthrough, no one will care whether he cut through the red tape or not. Sleep won't be necessary for the human body. It'll completely change how society operates, especially him.
Yes, then he can torture us with abandon. Most of the research is ours.
Sure, but it's Walter's lab, so his name is on all the research papers. We're just the lowly postdoc slaves until we find a way to break free.
Did you bring me anything?
Breakfast sandwich from 312. Catch.
Coma patient?
Yep, the wife only wanted the fruit bowl.
This is a true partnership we have here.
How is your mom?
The same, but I'm getting close.
Speaking of breaking free, Walter still doesn't know that you're working on your own research?
I'm not telling him until I have enough funding for my own lab. I'm not about to let him slap his name on my work. Let me see what's wrong with this generator. The conducting coil, it's nearly fried. We need to order a replacement.
Walter's gonna hate another delay.
Yeah, he is. Whew, okay, better get this over with.
Walter? Walter!
Walter? There's a problem. Walter.
What?
There's a problem with the Delta A generator.
Break something, did you, girl?
We need to order a new conducting coil. We can't run the experiment. It's too dangerous. Postponing will have virtually no impact on your timeline.
Trying to get out early, Lupita?
What? No.
After always coming in late.
Calm down. You're not thinking straight. You're exhausted.
Oh, I'm bone weary. The moment I'm finally able to give in to sweet slumber, I'm plagued by nightmares or an incompetent underling stumbling into my office.
I've heard about a new trial drug for insomnia.
No! I'm one of the greatest neurologists of our time. I will defeat this curse myself.
I see Lupita's told you the bad news.
We're moving forward.
So Lupita didn't tell you?
Walter, the stability of the experiment is imperative. We have to wait for a new conducting coil.
Did Benjamin Franklin wait for the perfect storm? No. He seized the opportunity when it came.
And Thomas Edison took his time to methodically work through a process before he finally invented the light bulb.
Did he? Edison was a common thief who stole his best patents from others. I don't need to stoop so low. Now, proceed.
It's too dangerous.
I think Lupita is right. We can focus on the data we already have until the part arrives.
I see, Olivia. Teaming up against me, are you?
What? No, I...
Made this little plan while I was in my office? I can't believe this. After everything I've done for you both, where else would you have gotten an opportunity like this?
It is an opportunity, which is why we want to make sure it succeeds.
Don't patronize me, girl.
Don't talk to her like that. Lupita's a genius. She's been doing her own research. She's on to something big.
Shut up, Olivia.
Your own research.
To wake up coma patients. She'll be huge when it's a success.
Olivia!
Wake coma patients. Of course. Even your research would be at odds with me. What incredible thanks this is, Lupita. You disrespectful, ungrateful!
Walter! Stop! We're not going anywhere, okay? We want your research to be successful.
Begin experiment Delta A. What are you standing there for? Begin the experiment now, or I'll smear your name in every neurological research lab in the country.
How do you take the keys away from a paranoid insomniac?
What are you whispering about? I said do it! Do it or I'll fire you!
All right. Guess we keep the keys. Better for us to drive the car than him.
Right.
Lupita, do you have test subject 091?
Transferring to the containment chamber now.
Begin recording. Subject 091 has been transferred to the containment chamber. Momentarily, we will begin experiment Delta A, which will stimulate stress of the brain involved with cognitive functions and motor skills. The stimulation will mimic brain cell activity that typically occurs during sleep, allowing the body to recover in mere seconds, as opposed to several hours. Seal the chamber.
Chamber sealed.
Begin.
Beginning experiment Delta A with subject 091.
How's the subject?
It's fine. Scans show no change in brain cell activity, though. The subject is as it was before entering the chamber. Mm-hmm. Wait a moment. It's chewing on its tail.
Fascinating. Subject 091 is willfully engaging in self-mutilation. It has gnawed through its tail and is attempting to do the same to the front right paw. Brain scan.
Scan still shows no extra normal activity. That can't be right. The subject is now hyperactive and trying to escape the containment chamber. It's banging itself into the glass.
Erratic activity, but no neurological change. How intriguing.
Walter, it's going to kill itself.
Let it run its course.
I think we can stop it now.
A moment longer.
Walter, there's no point. No, there isn't. The mouse is... Subject 091 is dead.
End recording. Recalibrate and then get subject 092.
I really think we should check.
What? Lupita? Counting that my machine worked after all?
The Delta A generator isn't supposed to make subjects go insane. We need to look at why this was the outcome.
We need more data to determine if this was an outlying anomaly. Get subject 092. Get subject 092 or you're both gone!
Prepping the chamber.
Subject 092 has been placed in the containment chamber.
Begin recording. Subject 092 has been transferred to the containment chamber.
Chamber sealed.
Begin.
Beginning experiment Delta A with subject 092.
We pause here, after the demise of the Delta A generator, to tell you more about the Hidden Frequencies podcast. With a total of more than 72,000 downloads, Season 1 of the Hidden Frequencies is wrapped. And by all metrics, it has been a smash hit with you, our dear listeners. If you are enjoying these professionally acted and produced audio dramas, I want to invite you to consider becoming a patron of the Hidden Frequencies through our new Patreon page. By pledging as little as $5 a month, you can help us to continue to put together this one-of-a-kind audio drama for seasons to come. And not only will you share in the success of the Hidden Frequencies, your financial partnership will also include exclusive benefits, such as custom downloadables, insider updates from behind the scenes, and even the chance to watch the live stream of one of our cast records in Season 2. All the details can be found at patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies. That's patreon.com/thehiddenfrequencies, all one word. Every dollar counts toward our goals for Season 2 and will allow us to continue to produce the finest in radio plays for your listening pleasure. Also, if you're not already following the Hidden Frequencies podcast on social media, make sure you follow us on both Instagram and Twitter under the handle @THFrequencies. You can also search for the Hidden Frequencies on Facebook for our page and our fan group. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. These reviews are an important metric in promoting and sustaining your favorite podcasts. So even if you are listening on another service or device, taking the time to leave an iTunes review will help us maintain this platform to tell these fantastic stories of the bizarre. Now, let us see what has become of the intrepid Dr. Clements and his laboratory assistants in the conclusion of Sweet Dreams.
What? Where?
As you can see, ladies and gentlemen, the prototype brain implant was successful in reviving the subject from her coma.
Coma?
It's okay, Lupita. You're safe. We're at the hospital.
How long have I been out?
A few weeks.
Well, let's give the patient some rest now, folks. We'll begin taking investment bids for the implant in the morning.
What the hell, Walter? Who were those people?
Potential investors.
You were right about the conducting coil. The Delta A generator overloaded and you got caught in the crossfire.
You have me to thank for your survival.
I also have you to thank for nearly killing me.
Nonsense. Were it not for my brilliance, your petty coma research would have never amounted to anything.
My coma research worked?
Yeah, it did. You did it, Lupita.
I did it. You've taken the liberties of registering the implant prototypes for patents. In my name, of course, since you developed the work under me.
You did what? I didn't do any of that work under you. That's my data, my research, my grant proposal.
And they've all been submitted under the prestigious banner of Dr. Walter T. Clements.
You can't steal her research. You agreed to give her a share if she woke up.
Yeah, she got the benefit of my research, and now she's awake. What more could she ask for? And you were compensated for bringing the work to my attention.
Olivia? Is that true?
It is.
Olivia and I were partners in the endeavor. She even co-wrote the paper we submitted to the Journal of Neurological Sciences.
You never included my name on any of your papers?
I didn't know if you were going to wake up, and I wanted to make sure there was at least a lab named after you.
So you helped this troll divide up my life's work and took a share for yourself?
Let's not squabble. You laid some decent groundwork, Lupita, but we're a long way from doing something truly remarkable, such as waking up patients who have been in comas for years, such as your mother.
What do you want, Walter?
keep developing this research in my lab. I need you to stay around. You're the only human subject thus far exposed to the Delta 8 generator, and I believe valuable data can be collected from you.
I'm not going to be your lab rat. I'm trying to get away from you.
You do want to save your mother, don't you?
Lupita, you're gnawing on your finger. You're bleeding.
Oh, I didn't even notice. I'm not going to stay under you a minute longer than I have to. I'll go to the authorities.
Oh, yes. Please, threaten me. Let's see what happens when a lackluster postdoc student tries to accuse one of the leading neurologists in the world of theft and plagiarism.
Come on, Lupita. Think long term. This might be the breakthrough you needed. Walter made your technology work. This is one of those chocolate meets peanut butter situations.
And I have the only existing copies of the research. Well, Lupita?
Can we wake my mother now?
The solution isn't effective yet for long-term coma patients.
Fine.
What was that?
I'll do it. But make me a partner.
Not a chance.
Make me a partner, and I'll cure your insomnia.
You know, I think that shock gave you delusions of grandeur.
No. It gave me the key. Like you said, I'm the only human to experience the Delta A generator. I know what's wrong with it. Make me a partner and I'll fix it. Everything's already in your name. What do you have to lose?
Walter, you need her. She's the key to this whole discovery.
Shut up. How do I fix my experiment?
I'm not a fool. You get nothing unless we're equals on this.
All right then, partner. I expect to see you first thing in the morning. Don't be late.
Lupita, you're bleeding again.
Get out.
Here. Sandwich from 308. Morning, Lupita. There's a fresh pot of coffee for you, and I saved you a muffin. How are you feeling?
Never better. It would appear the Delta A generator is stable.
Repaired it while you were in the hospital. You know, if you want to take a few days off,
I was in a coma for 3 weeks. I don't need any more days off.
You're late.
Good morning, Walter. And I'm not late. As a partner, I make my own schedule. Did you work through the night again, Doctor?
Already planning sabotage, are you? Always whispering behind my back. It's imperative that we get an immediate scan of your brain to see how it was affected, not only by the Delta 8 generator, but also the subsequent use of the implant to wake you from your coma.
First, I want to show you my cure for your insomnia.
You were only discharged yesterday. You can't possibly have a new prototype.
I stayed up late to finish it. I felt almost manic after being in the hospital. And what better way to spend my time than throwing myself at the problem? You did save my life, after all.
Well, I suppose delaying the scan for a few more minutes won't matter. What have you got?
This. By combining my implant with your Delta A generator, we'll be able to trick the body into thinking it's asleep while allowing the brain to still fully function.
Wakeful rest.
Exactly. And with some refinement, we'll be able to force the brain to fully engage in restorative sleep patterns. We'll be able to control sleep and wakefulness.
Oh, I'll finally conquer sleep.
We'll conquer sleep.
Of course. How does it work?
Olivia, prep the Delta A generator according to the specifications listed here.
You got it.
Walter, here is an implant based off of my original prototype, but specifically calibrated to focus the energy waves exhibited by the Delta A generator. It hasn't been tested yet.
Give it here, girl. There was merit to your coma implant. I'm sure your work is consistent.
Place it at the base of your skull. It might pinch a bit. Or a lot.
What's next?
Next, we connect the Delta A generator directly to the implant. Olivia has adjusted the specifications to create a more focused energy wave than your clumsy attempts with the mice. Your cells should get a charge, telling them they're fully rested. And you'll feel like you just woke up from the purest sleep.
Are you sure we shouldn't get one of the mice to test this on first?
Walter, would you like to delay things in order to run tests?
No! It would be rid of this curse. Proceed.
We're all connected. Are you ready?
Yes. Yes, finally.
Olivia, begin.
I feel invigorated. Energized. I'll be unstoppable. My genius will be unleashed, unfettered. Wait. What's happening? I can't feel my legs. My body. Peter, something's wrong with your damned implant.
I'd say it's working perfectly.
What's wrong with him?
The implant is fueled by the energy waves from the Delta A generator, but I programmed how the implant should translate them.
Why can't I move, girl? I knew it. What treachery is this?
Your brain has put your body into sleep paralysis.
Then fix it, imbecile!
There's nothing to fix?
What do you mean?
Walter stole my life, Olivia. I had nearly escaped him, and then he took everything I had. My research, my ability to save my mother. But everyone knows the famous Dr. Walter Clements is a desperate, paranoid insomniac. People will easily buy that he tested his research on himself. That he became an Icarus.
But Icarus died.
Exactly.
Lupita, please.
Shut up, Walter. You want to know how being electrocuted by your machine affected me? That implant is the result. Subject 091 couldn't escape you. I can.
Lupita, and you're gnawing on your wrist. Stop that.
This entire lab will be yours, Olivia. All this beautiful research published in your name and the guilt that comes with it. A constant reminder that the only thing you succeeded in was betraying me to this. Egotistical, thieving Edison.
Where will you be? Prison? A psych ward?
Oh, no, 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 no. I'll be dead. See, the explosion accelerated the natural deterioration of my brain cells. Walter saved me from a coma, but he killed me with his recklessness. He didn't know what he was getting himself into. Just like Icarus.
Must stay awake.
Hush. Hush. I'm going to sit here and watch you die. Famous Walter Clements will forever be remembered as a victim of his own hubris. I'll gladly let your name smear my handiwork this time. In a few more minutes, you'll be deep in a coma. The night terrors will come, and even my most brilliant research won't be able to wake you from your nightmares.
I never wanted this! This is crazy! It's insane!
It's done. And soon, I'll be done, too. Continue the research, Olivia. If you have any remorse for your part, save my mother.
Lupita.
Shh. Sweet dreams, Walter. Sweet dreams.
On this episode of The Hidden Frequencies, you heard Sweet Dreams by Callie C. Miller, directed by Mick Wingert. Our cast included Shelby Young as Lupita, Christopher Swindle as Walter, and Daisy Lightfoot as Olivia. Original music and scoring by Brandon Boone. Sound design and production by Jesse Cornett of Pleroma Productions. Recorded and engineered at Woodcliff Studios by Frank Rosato. For complete show notes and more details about the people who bring you this production, please visit thehiddenfrequencies.com and follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle @thfrequencies. The Hidden Frequencies is copyright 2018 by Wacky Title Productions, Inc. All rights reserved. No duplication or reproduction of this audio program is permitted without the written consent of Wacky Title Productions, Inc.